Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. You guys have access to the power of the living God, who said, my strength is made perfect in weakness, and I'm gonna be with you. The Bible says, even when you're reproached, even when you're reviled, that his power rests on you. And then how does he end that passage? For when I am weak, then I'm strong.
Yeah.
And that to me is like, for every homeschool mom and every homeschool dad who just says, I just don't know. I don't know if I can, you know, I hear all the time, I don't know if I, would I like being with my kids all day long? Well, that's a good question. But the Bible teaches us that when you're weak, then you're strong, that his strength is made perfect in weakness. And I'm always telling moms, I don't think that God wants us to get to the end of our homeschool journey and say, well, I wouldn't have been such an amazing homeschool mom except for I found sunlight in 1996, or I discovered the Becca curriculum, or I did an online school, or wow, the Khan Academy. No, I think that God wants us to get to the end of our homeschool journey, fall flat on our faces, lift our hands to the heavens and say, thank you, Jesus, that was all you. And give him the glory because he's the one who's doing it. And for every mother who's listening to this, who feels ill-equipped, the Lord of Heaven's armies is saying, you're right where I want you. You are ill-equipped. Watch what I'm going to do.
Yep.
Watch what I'll do. It's a story of triumph. It's a story of courage. It's a story of miracles, of watching God do miracles in your life. And just to go back to that, I love Proverbs 19:21, basically saying, when you've done your best, rest. And I'm always telling parents, and this is really important, and I'm, you know, I only have really one left that I'm homeschooling of the seven, but I still have three at home. And I still have to tell this to myself because I am so busy and because Jay and I travel all the time and because my life is so busy. God is going to finish if I'm obedient. And I want parents to really hear this. If you're obedient, if you're trusting the Lord, he will finish in your children what he has begun in them through you.
That's right.
God will finish it. You do the best that you can, and then God will finish it. Will there be gaps in your kids' education? I'm going to set you free right now. Yes. Yes, there will be gaps in your kids' education. And you know what? God's going to fill in those gaps. I went to a wonderful Christian school and there were gaps in my education. Mm-hmm. And God will fill them in. Your job is not to make sure that there are no gaps in your education. Your job is to make sure that the gaps do not include, does my child know the Lord?
Right.
Is my child well-versed in Scripture? Does my child see, can they see the world through the lens of Scripture? Can they defend themselves against the lies of the enemy? That's where you don't want the gaps to be. All this other stuff, you guys, is a it's a, you know, to be political, is a nothing burger compared to what's at stake when we lose sight of what's really important. So to me, homeschooling is a miracle. Christian homeschooling is a miracle because we have access to the miracle worker. And it doesn't get any better than that.
No, I think about Matthew 6:33, which is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And when we first started filming for Schoolhouse Rocked, we had a mom who said to us, if all I ever had to teach my kids anything they needed to learn was the Bible, it would have been enough. And that's really what it comes down to. If, you know, if we're stranded on a desert island and we only have the Bible with us, we have nothing else, we can teach our kids everything they need to know about science, about history, about, you know, math, because it all points back to their creator. And so when we trust him, he's going to fill, he's going to fill in the necessary gaps. And I love that you say, I mean, then he gets all the glory. We don't get to pat ourselves on the back and say, well done, mom. We get to say, wow, God, look what you did.
Well, truly, if you, I met a mom, I mean, years ago, this is such an encouragement to me. She had 12 children. And I was like, whoa, you know, you win. Like in homeschool circles, like, you know, okay, you know, you win. And I asked her, I'm like, how did you homeschool your kids? Like, you know, and she goes, well, for the first, I can't remember how many years, she said, all we did was we used the Bible. And I was like, what? Like, what? Okay. Like, it just seemed like irresponsible. That's how I would describe her. It was irresponsible. And she Two of her kids are doctors. Wow. Two are attorneys. One is a professional school teacher. And she was like, I just did what God asked me to do. So she said, we learned writing from writing God's word. We learned punctuation from doing copy work. And I was like, we're so dumb. It's like we've forgotten that when God tells us to do something, he's actually going to finish what he started.
Yeah.
We think, oh, Saxon math will finish what God started. God might use it, but ultimately it will be God's will, God's work done in God's way. And when we do that, when we follow the Lord and we say, Father, this is what I have. Here's my loaves and my fishes. Like, I don't have money for a $700 curriculum. I can do this, this, and this. And the Lord sees your heart and the Lord directs you. That's where the miracle happens.
Yes.
And I'm like, dude, come on. Like, what if we all saw God is actually capable of doing what he has demonstrated that he can do over and over and over in the word? I think our lives would look different. Our families would look different. Yep. I think we'd have more courage.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.